This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm going to try to get through this next segment without sneezing. I got to tell you, for my allergies, we spoke about allergies. I do a Kenalog shot. I don't recommend that to everybody because, you know, it's a steroid shot, but I try to do that once a season, and that'll hopefully kind of, so I don't have to always be taking Claritin or Zyzal or Allegra or Zyrtec every day. Benadryl makes me really sleepy. So, you know, I did know that allergy season was coming. I just kind of, you know, took a little while to get my shot going. But let's quickly talk about schools and academia and colleges. And I'm hearing from parents more and more and more that they are really rethinking this, I'm going to send my child to college, or I want my child to go to college. And I don't blame them. College is changing. You know, we had this sort of, I don't want to call it a truth because it's not, but this concept of, well, the only way you're going to get a good job is if you go to college. And if you go to an expensive college, you'll get a better job. So you need to get scholarships. You need to borrow money. You need to do whatever you have to. You got to get the highest test scores. You have to take special tutoring sessions and Kaplan classes and things like that to get the better test scores so that you can get into the better schools or the better programs. And it really was very rich biased. Now, me, I got a 1450 on my SAT. I had to do that on my own. I could not afford extra Kaplan or these courses, I forget what they were called, Princeton Reviews. I couldn't afford any of that. So I had to do it on my own. But was I able to afford to go to an Ivy League school? Of course not. And I'm so grateful I went to an in-state school. UNLV gave me an academic scholarship, so I was going to be the first person in my family to be able to, you know, get a college degree, and I was really grateful. Now, other family members have as well, but I was very, very grateful for getting this academic scholarship. But in terms of trying to go to Ivy League or some of these, no. And then we started to change from, well, now everybody has a college degree. We're graduating thousands upon thousands upon thousands of individuals every December, every May, with degrees. The more people have degrees, the less valuable they are. And we're now hearing that some of these workplaces are like, we don't care. Whether you have a degree or not, we just want experience. We want to know that you've been working your butt, you have work ethic, you know how to come to a job site and not just work remotely. We'll hire you over the person that got to do remote school and got a degree. And so now you're starting to see businesses rethink what these college degrees mean. You throw anti-Semitism on the mix, where now people are having to hide or struggle with bullying and other anti-Semitic rhetoric when they go to school. If academia doesn't get their act together, they're really going to lose people. And they, now, I haven't seen this many empty campuses in a long time. Now, it could just be the teachers want to work remote. Teachers don't want to go on campus. School shootings. Now, people don't want to go to campus if there's a shooting. People don't want to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars. There's a university that charges 50, 60 grand a year. That's not Ivy League. You're kidding me, really? If colleges don't tone down the high prices the dilution of their degree, the expanding class sizes and, you know, giving more degrees out and turning it into a money farm. It hurts the students that graduate from those schools. And then any student that walks onto a university campus needs to feel free, needs to feel that they will not be harmed for their conservative ideology, their liberal ideology, their Judeo-Christian faith, their Muslim faith, that they shouldn't be criticized. And we have had multiple episodes where Jews felt they had to hide. Individuals have felt that they were going to be victims of racism, victims of misogyny, victims of discrimination. That's not what college is about. So when I start to hear parents go, why would I send my kid to the school to be thousands of dollars in debt, to have to be taking all these woke classes, to be sidelined and discriminated and threatened, you know, while they're standing there trying to go to class, they have to wait for a big protest that calls for the genocide of Jews to walk by. To hell with this. So I don't blame you. I mean, I have been advocating since I have been in academia for most of my life. I've been advocating, you know, get to campus, get the degrees, get as many degrees as possible. But, you know, if you worry that your child's not going to be safe, if you worry that these schools are trying to be, shall we say, factories for a certain political narrative, if you feel your kids are not getting the education they need to be able to get good jobs, and then, I think we do need to rethink things. I mean, if I could have done it, if I didn't get a scholarship to the university, I would have definitely done community college. I thought our community college system was fantastic. Half the price, too. But I got a scholarship, so I went to UNLV, and I'm grateful. But hell yeah, I would have gone to the community colleges. And so, you know, I think now we're starting to look at, it's about certifications. It's about having certain credentials. It's about having experience. And so I don't know if the average person now wants to borrow that kind of money, or the average parent wants to put that money up, or the average person wants to, you know, sit in classes where they're not actually getting what they thought they were getting, but getting, what's the word for it? Brainwashed, you know, and being told they're bad people. Colleges need to get their acts together. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the latest in political news, Nikki Haley has won her first presidential primary. It was the District of Columbia. She secured 19 delegates and I think is the first female to have won a Republican primary. We don't expect her to amass enough, obviously, to secure the nomination. Super Tuesday is coming tomorrow, which we are expecting to be won by Trump by a landslide. But just to let you know what happened, she won 1,274 votes in the presidential primary of District of Columbia. This was compared to Donald Trump's 676 votes. So by a 2-1 margin, she beat him and won 19 delegates. Ron DeSantis had 38 votes and Chris Christie had 18 votes. So, yeah, I understand it's a small primary, but it gave her a little bit of wind beneath the wings to continue on, although I know there's a lot of controversy over that. And, there's a lot of work that needs to be done on both sides, both Democrats and Republicans. If Biden is not going to be the nominee, they better find who is and get started on that. If Trump is going to be the nominee, then all hands on deck supporting him. So it's, but the part of the primary process, which I support, is the vetting. And it allows the American public to, watch debates if they ever have any. I don't think Trump's going to debate her. He's so busy, with everything else he's doing, and they keep him stuck in court, that for him to try to train for a debate and all that when he could run on his previous record or just run on what Biden has been doing, no, I don't foresee that. But the Trump campaign got a huge, huge win with the Supreme Court unanimously voting that Colorado is not allowed to kick him off the ballot, which was starting to be followed by other states, including Illinois. And so Super Tuesday is coming up tomorrow. I think there's going to be 15 states. And so Maine's attempt to kick Trump off the ballot, Illinois, Colorado, it hurts Americans. And so, I've never seen anything like this. Maybe I haven't been watching politics that closely, but I have never seen one side go after him, go after one man as much as possible. We have, backlogs of so many crimes and people not getting their day in court. But all of a sudden, there's another court case against Trump, and now he's back in the court. I mean, come on, people. And when people look scared, it's not a good look. I've said this time and time again. If I was a Democratic strategist, let Trump be on the ballot. Don't be putting all this effort to try to lock him up. You look scared. Why are you so scared? You want to improve Biden's numbers? Let Biden build the wall. Let Biden say, look, my predecessor did a few good things. I could do some of these better, but let's pull from, he's already writing Obamacare, and Obamacare was a disaster to seventh. Now, it's okay as a president to say, look, there are some things we could do that include good ideas from both sides. If I am leading this country, then I don't blow off everything Republican. I don't blow off anything that's conservative Democrat and only listen to progressive. I have to listen to everybody. Even the Democrats are split between being moderate, conservative, and liberal. Take it all under advisement. And manage the country like you're supposed to. If you are in charge of the country, make sure it's secure. Make sure the borders are secure. Make sure people aren't paying up the yin-yang for things that don't necessarily turn around and help them. They're paying all these tax dollars, but their business is getting robbed. They have squatters in their home, and the laws aren't helping them get rid of the squatters. When people don't feel represented, they get angry. And so I understand there's a lot of people that dislike Trump out there. But then let him lose. In an election, you don't have to try to manipulate the polls or the voting options or the ballots. You don't. The Democrats have been fighting off rumors and accusations that they messed with the last election. So them taking the high road should have been a slam dunk, saying, guys, we didn't mess with the last election. We're not messing with this election. Go and vote. You'll see the votes. will count the votes, but no. It's almost like there's no way we could let him be on the ballot. So we need to really increase our chances to win by keeping him off the ballot. It's embarrassing. So Trump is 77 years old. There's been polls trying to say he's too old. If Biden's too old, he's too old. You know, with the exception of what happened in D.C., Americans are voting for him vehemently. And so, you know, if people really feel that Trump was an insurrectionist, then they won't vote for him. If they feel like Trump is going to improve the country and get us back on our feet and manage foreign policy better and the economy better and national security better, then they're going to vote for him. And people keep telling me, Bedalia, when he gets back into office, he is going to be unfettered. He is going to be vindictive. He is going to be, you know, I think we all know what makes Trump click, or what makes him work, or what tick is the word. What makes Trump tick is the popularity, is the image, is the quan, his prestige. He does not want to be known as a president that messes things up. You know, he is not going to want to be known as that. That's why he's running again. He doesn't want to be known as somebody who lost an election. So if he gets back in, it just buttresses his argument that he never was supposed to have left. America wanted him. And that the ballots and the mail-in ballots were a cluster. So if he gets in there, is he going to be spending all this time bashing Hillary? You know, he didn't. If he was that vindictive, he could have done a lot, put Hillary in jail for what she did with her classified emails and the all the other stuff she was accused of. But no, he's like, country first. I'm going to move on. And I'm not saying he's, you know, the best guy for the job, but I, you know, is he going to try to appoint more judges? Probably. There are going to be, I think, you know, we've learned our lesson with Texas, how, you know, a federal judge could prevent Texas from protecting their own state from illegal immigrants or cartel. Or I think he's going to appoint a bunch of judges. That, you know, but I think he's going to build the wall. I think he's going to, you know, he is going to want to leave office with a legacy of, look at what I did with the economy. Look at what I did with the stock market. Look at what I did. After I leave, you guys screwing it all up was on you. But I don't think he's just going to sit there and do nothing. That's not like him. He loves the headlines. And he's going to want good headlines. He's going to want to do something else like the Abraham Accords, which nobody gave. We don't see a lot of that credit. The insulin. He lowered insulin to $35 a month. That immediately got canceled by the Biden administration, and then Biden brought it back to get credit. But he's going to, I think he's going to do good stuff for healthcare. I don't think it's all going to be about vendettas. But you just cannot, especially with a country like America, screw around with America choice. And if people want to vote for him, let them have the opportunity to vote for him. And so the Supreme Court, even the liberal justices, got it right. And it helps the Democrats. Because the last thing you want to do is fuel the rumors that the Democrats are trying to tamper with the election. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris in Selma, Alabama, marking the 59th anniversary of the milestone of the civil rights movement, Bloody Sunday. She also addressed the war in Gaza, calling for both sides to allow humanitarian aid in and for a ceasefire so hostages can be released. Three passengers that were on the Alaska Airlines plane that had to make an emergency landing after a door plug blew off mid-flight are suing the airline and Boeing for $1 billion, claiming that it was negligence that caused that incident. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley winning the Republican presidential primary in Washington, D.C. This is Haley's first win of the primaries. Haley, the first woman to win a GOP presidential primary. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So olive oil is healthy and beneficial, but it's to be used as a condiment with cooking at times. I think you got to be careful with some of the heat you raise it to. I have to double check that. But no one's supposed to be drinking olive oil. No one's supposed to be infusing olive oil into every single thing they eat. Well, apparently that's what people are doing. People are putting olive oil in their makeup on ice cream, drinking it. Starbucks has olive oil infused coffee drinks. Now, I understand that if you use olive oil as opposed to canola oil, there are health benefits. But I don't think that means you're supposed to be guzzling it and getting more oil into you. And there are experts saying, you might want to rethink that because there's a lot of calories with olive oil. And so consuming high volumes of it, you could be getting a lot of saturated fat. It's a healthy fat, but again, healthy in small doses. Well, the olive oil market has exploded. It's a $14.2 billion industry as of 2022, growing 3.33% each year, according to Daily Mail. They project that by 2030, it is going to be an $18.4 billion industry. Now, I remember when I was younger, my Italian friend said that their grandma said to always put olive oil on their face at night. And they do. They put a little bit of olive oil on their face at night. Now, I didn't do that because olive oil was really expensive, so I couldn't afford to do that. But I've been thinking about doing that, where I put a little olive oil to help keep it moisturized and all that. Is there scientific studies? I don't know. So I know my Italian friends would do that. And, you know, that's fine if that's something that's been done for generation to generation. But to lather yourself in it all the time, to drink it, I don't know. And so, you know, many people are starting to speak out saying you might want to rethink, you know, what you're doing with your oil. We know that olive oil has unsaturated fat. Unlike other cooking oils like canola oil, there might be more potassium, vitamin K, but it's 120 calories per tablespoon. It's very calorie dense. So you need to rethink about that. You're only supposed to consume at the most 500 extra calories a day. I'm sorry. It says only takes an extra 500 calories a day to gain a pound of fat in a week. And if you do get fat from taking in too much olive oil, that could then worsen your cardiovascular health, your cancer health, etc. So apparently there's a Silicon Valley influencer named Brian Johnson. Brian drinks several tablespoons with breakfast, sells his own brand of olive oil as part of an unproven longevity diet. You see bodybuilders guzzle it up. Dua Lipa puts it on ice cream. Jennifer Lopez says it helps her skin. I really do. I've seen what my friends have done, so I do think it helps with the skin. But I think Kim or Kourtney Kardashian takes a shot of olive oil in the morning. I don't know. Yeah, and then some people say it's a laxative. This is what I recommend, okay? Just because something is beneficial, like potassium-rich foods. Can you eat too many? Could you take in too much vitamin A? Could you take in too much potassium? Can you? Absolutely. You could take in too much vitamin B. Look at what happened with niacin. Some people with niacin could actually be inflaming their hearts. Calcium supplements. We all need calcium, but some of these calcium supplements have been linked to heart issues because of the powdery component of these calcium supplements. So understand that just because something might be a healthier choice doesn't necessarily mean it's completely healthy. And so just common sense, people. I tell you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's interesting. One of my listeners last week said that they want to try a gummy for the first time, but they're afraid of going into a psychosis. They've never had mental illness, but it scared them with that one girl that murdered her boyfriend, stabbed him 108 times, and I think California only gave her community service. because she was under the influence of marijuana when it happened. I know, that's a cluster in a seventh in and of itself. But the question surrounded taking a gummy. What do you do if you have a bad reaction? Well, as with any drug, there's unpredictability. If you have never taken marijuana before, never done marijuana, never taken a gummy that is loaded with THC, understand that there could be risks. If you really have to do it, do the lowest dose possible. Start low. Understand that gummies could take an hour or two to kick in for some. That's why people smoke, because they get the hit faster. And I don't recommend that at all, because your poor lungs don't need that. But a big mistake people make with gummies is nothing happens in an hour or an hour and a half. So they go, well, I guess I need another one. And then by the time it does kick in, they took too much. And so if you think you're going to have a psychotic episode, don't take it. But if you want to use it because your doctor says it's therapeutic, it'll help you sleep, you're using it for pain, etc., then talk to your doctor about it. My guess is they're going to tell you to start slow. They're going to make sure you don't take it alone. Make sure somebody is watching you the rest of the day or evening. Being able to take it to a hospital if you need to. I have not seen a lot of low-grade gummies doing that, but we have seen a lot of psychosis, marijuana-induced psychosis, so it is a risk. Yeah, and somebody asked you, they have Benadryl, so that, and I don't want you starting to antidote yourself. Honestly, if you're that worried about it, don't take it. It's a drug, and it can have some unpredictable effects on your brain, because that's what these medicines can do. But if you think that this is something you want to slowly incorporate into your medicine regimen, do not do it without talking to your doctor, and let them also look at what you're doing in terms of percentages. Some of these things, the THC percentage is so high, and you might be starting out on something that is very, very strong. It can make you paranoid. It can make you nauseous. It could affect your sleep. It can make you irritable. It can make you combative. It can make you a little randy, and you might want to have sex with somebody that you usually wouldn't have sex with. I understand that, you know, it's a drug, which is another thing. I think people don't realize that, you know, these, you know, you something in a gummy, like a gummy bear, is harmless, and it's not always harmless. I've seen people puke their guts out because they couldn't handle it. So, yeah, I would never do anything like that alone. Make sure there's somebody with you that's not also doing it. Make sure you know a nearby hospital. But if you're that worried, I just wouldn't go there. All right, guys, love these questions. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Even though we're live in the mornings, 9 to noon Pacific time, we still have an answer line. So if you are listening, not live, still call in, leave your question on the answer line, and we'll answer it the next call. 1-877-DOCADALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Marty asks, what is my favorite Las Vegas hotel? So This is a show we talk about everything. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, yeah, I talk a lot about Las Vegas. I can't say because I like a lot of them. I think the Venetian is amazing. I've done staycations in a lot of these hotels, Bellagio, Caesars. I've had a good time at all of them. You know, the food is great. The entertainment is great. The rooms, the pools. I've had a good time. The MGM has a fantastic pool. The Mandalay Bay has a fantastic pool. The Venetian, there's like a little private pool that it's not private for one room. It's private for some rooms. I think it's the Venezia part of it. And that's really, really cool to do at night. So I don't really have a favorite per se, but I'm glad we're talking about this because I am about to say goodbye to a hotel that has had a lot of good memories for me, the Tropicana. I did a staycation with my husband at the Tropicana. It was really, really nice. They put us up in a really cool suite. The restaurants were fantastic. We saw the comedy show, Adam Freeman, J. Edgar Newberg. Really good. Tropicana give you that old school Vegas feel, despite all the changes that were happening on the Strip. But as many of you know, Las Vegas is supposed to be getting the Oakland A's, who aren't really doing that well, but you're really not going to get a winning, super strong championship team to just move. You know, usually we have to either start our own team like the Golden Knights or like the Raiders, or they're going to relocate and hopefully have better luck. And so the Tropicana Hotel, which many people have been touting as, you know, being, more old school, and I like old school, but, you know, it doesn't have the balconies. It doesn't have, it's an older hotel. It's been around for decades, that it's not with the times. And so it's slated to close, I think, by the 1st of April and then be demolished this summer. I'm not going to take that well. I've lived in Vegas long enough where I saw the Hacienda get demolished, the Dunes get demolished, the Sands go away. All our streets. If you ever come to Las Vegas, you got these streets that you drive on. I'm taking Tropicana. I'm taking DI. I'm taking Hacienda. These are streets that were named after hotels. That's what we did. We named the streets after the hotels. Very smart marketing, by the way. But the hotels are gone. The Hacienda's long gone. The Desert Inn, gorgeous hotel with the mirrors, long gone. In fact, I call it DI still. The Road DI, and some people are like, what? That's Desert Inn. Are people not calling it DI anymore? Anyway, the Tropicana. Tropicana is one of the biggest arteries in our city. Gone. Once the hotel's gone, yep, people are going to forget. We still have the Flamingo, and that's on Flamingo. The Sahara is back. I think it was SLS for a period of time, so Sahara's back. But, you know, things change. And, you know, it's hard and sad to see. There has been, some of you have asked what's going on with the Oakland A's coming. I think they are still coming to Vegas. I think that is a done deal. But there's been a lot of debate on taxpayer, $380 million in public funds. We hear all these debates going on in all these other cities when it comes to public funds and migrants, etc. There's drama everywhere. And apparently we have a lot of drama as the Nevada State Education Association, which represents teachers and educators, are, I guess, going to file an injunction to stop $380 million in public funds from being distributed to the Oakland A's. They say it's unconstitutional. And our schools and our teachers could use that funds. I'm mixed because I am very pro-sports. I love sports coming to Las Vegas. I don't like the idea that the Tropicana has to be demolished. I think there is going to be a new hotel as well as the new stadium. It's prime real estate. But really, you're going to destroy all those memories and all that. Yeah. It's interesting. Back in the 80s, there was a fire at the MGM Hotel, which used to sit on Flamingo on the Strip. Fire was devastating. I think they killed 85. I forget how many people died in the fire. I think 85, 83. I forget. 86. And it was horrific. And there was people always go, gosh, where's their good deli? Well, there was a good deli in the MGM. It was, it shared a kitchen with all these other restaurants, and then the kitchen had a kitchen fire. The smoke and the fumes filled up the casino. It ignited like a flash. People died in the stairwell of asphyxiation or of smoke inhalation. The electric doors wouldn't open. Now all casinos have to have regular doors that you could just push open so people could flee, because MGM had been all electric. MGM then was Bally's. Now it's the Horseshoe. Things change. And when you see this change, I don't deal well with change. I don't. I thought I would be a lot more flexible with things, and I'm not. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. Maybe it's because too much is changing. Mind you, Horseshoe is a fantastic hotel. This has nothing to do with, you know, hotels. But I don't like the idea of destroying something that has history. You know, we rebuild and rebuild and things are gone. Well, schools I went to are gone. I lived in a motel. The motel got demolished to make room for, you know, the land expansion. And when we would drive by it, I told my kids I lived in that for a few months. When my parents had no money, they gave us, you know, they had pity on us and they let us stay there, and at a very, very cheap rate. And, you know, there are parts to my childhood I can't even find anymore. They're gone. I don't like that. I don't want it to be like, you know, when you watch Hunger Games and you see these cities all built up. And you're like, well, where are the roots? Where's the old tree I used to climb? Where's the, and I understand that's just how life is. I'm just not taking it well. I'm not liking it that well. And so you don't want to express your anger on the new things coming. I want the Oakland A's to come. I prefer, though, that when these sports do come to our city, that there's a little bit more community engagement and locals engagement. People are always complaining to me, how come Vegas isn't behind the Raiders like they should, or aren't more behind these? Well, because you can't go to a Raiders game without, I mean, skipping a couple car payments. These games are expensive in the season. Couldn't go to the Super Bowl. I was pro Super Bowl, but we had a lot of people ticked. F1. Where were the locals' tickets or locals' day or ability for locals to enjoy it? The Golden Knights have been really, really good with that, where you could still get some reasonable tickets. They do a lot of giveaways. They have a lot of opportunities where locals get to, you know, interact with the team. And it is. It's very local grown. But when you come into our town and then you only have these events for Hollywood, you're not going to, you're going to lose some of us. And so I just hope that, you know, things start to change. If they do have to change, there's still a way to keep some old school. To keep, you know, when we try to connect with the younger generations, you know, luckily some of them like our music from the 80s, some of us, but, you know, if you destroy everything from the Gen X generation or the baby boomer generation, you really destroy part of history and you destroy access to that history. And I get everything is supposed to be newer and fancier. And I got to admit, the way Vegas has transformed, it's exquisite. If you've never been, it's exquisite. The buildings, the strip. But try to keep some old school. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.